This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Not to be triggering here, but you will recall those high-stakes negotiations on raising Congress's limit on federal government borrowing earlier this summer. The final debt ceiling deal forced changes to food stamps, SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. People up to age 49 had to prove they were working or looking for work to qualify for food stamps, but now people 1 year older, 50, will also have to prove they're working or looking. Ali Budner has that.
Since the 1st of September, 50-year-olds are the new group of people who've had to prove they're working to get SNAP. In October, the age cap goes up to 52, and next year, up to 54. Just adding those five extra years may cut significantly into the number of people who get SNAP.
We estimate that up to 750,000 individuals could lose benefits.
Ed Bolin is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says this estimate comes from the center's research showing people in this older age bracket can have a harder time finding or keeping work.
They're more likely to face some challenges just with their own health in being able to work consistently 20 hours a week.
And for those who are employed, the work could be seasonal or freelance.
So for like gig workers or Lyft or Uber drivers, that's sometimes a hard thing to document, hours versus wages.
That paperwork is part of the problem, says Sean Fremstad with the Center on Economic and Policy Research.
You know, it can be a whole nother job just keeping providing the documentation you need to the food stamp office to keep up with benefits.
Keeping people employed was one of the reasons some lawmakers pushed to increase the work requirement age range for SNAP. But research is divided about whether this strategy actually works. Meanwhile, a number of states have waivers that exempt residents from SNAP work requirements. State waivers are based on factors like regional poverty and unemployment levels. Carmela Martinez directs the SNAP program for the state of New Mexico, which has one of those waivers.
We know we have challenges with infrastructure around broadband, around transportation, the ruralness and how spread out areas are, and the opportunities in those more rural areas for jobs.
Martinez says if the state lost its waiver, some people, especially in the older age group, would likely lose their benefits. She estimates that as many as 52,000 people could be affected. She says that would be a loss that would be felt beyond state borders, as every SNAP dollar that's spent in New Mexico flows into the wider economy.
Because now we're contributing to the grocers, who are now contributing to the truckers, who are contributing to the source of the food itself.
She's working on getting New Mexico's waiver renewed for next year, so these work requirement age increases won't be a concern here for a while longer. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.